Welcome back to the show. She Speaks is a series of conversations to honor the power and tenacity of outstanding women and celebrate their impact during Women's History Month that we're doing here at My Talk. We're so excited to be joined by Brenda Suaro. She's an attorney at Hellmuth & Johnson calling us in today. Hey, Brenda, how's it going?
Good. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, so good. You know, I'm excited. We're excited to talk to you about a couple things. One, I know that you know my husband, Jordan.
I do.
Because you're in construction litigation. And I got to jump right off the bat with that, because here's the deal. A lot of females who go into law, I think people have preconceptions. They're like, oh, she's probably doing family law. You're like, no. Construction litigation. How did you get into that field?
Probably by luck to some extent. You know, it's just by where you start working early in your career. And I got exposed to a lot of great cases, and I just felt an affinity to the people affected by construction defects in their home or in their business.
So, Brenda, that's the question I want to ask. I know Kendall is currently shacked up with somebody who does this, but as a noob off the street, what does construction litigation, what does that even mean?
That's a really good question. So the way I describe it to a prospective client, I help property owners when there's something wrong with their building. For instance, I worked on a case in downtown Minneapolis, a high-rise condominium building, where the homeowners association couldn't understand why all the windows were fogging up and they were getting all these temperature variations. And it turned out they forgot to insulate around all the windows in the high-rise building in Minneapolis. So that's a construction defect, which then inspired a lawsuit, and I represented the property owners. So that's an example of the type of work that I like to do. I also represent a lot of property owners in their first-party insurance claims. So a fire burns down the business, and we're working trying to get that adequately compensated by their insurance company. So it's all about property repair and how do you get over the finish line so the injured party can fix their problem.
And Brenda, I guess the question I would ask is, so if somebody doesn't know if this applies to them, would it be smart for them to just reach out to Hellmuth & Johnson anyways to find out, hey, am I somebody who would benefit from this or not?
Absolutely. We can put them in touch with the right experts to help them analyze if there is a defect. If so, what do you have to do to fix it? And then take it through the next steps of trying to get them compensated for what's going on.
You know, before you went over to Hellmuth & Johnson, you had your own firm, correct?
I did, yes. I ran my own firm for 13 years.
What made you, I think that especially as women, sometimes we're like, hey, you're a success story. You ran a firm. And you're like, you know what? I want to change it up. What gave you the courage to go, I'm going to try something new, and I'm going to see where this takes me?
That's a really good question. So I loved running my own firm, but I felt it was also really important to understand the business of law, which they don't really teach you in law school. So I learned a lot running my own firm. I was handling multi-million-dollar cases successfully within a small firm environment. But I knew the folks at Hellmuth & Johnson. I knew them to be really good, solid, smart attorneys that cared highly about their clients. And when they presented this opportunity for me, I thought that made a lot of sense to combine resources so I had more people to help me on these big cases. It's always good to have more than just one or two brains on a big case. And it was an environment that I knew to be fair. It was fair to the clients. It was fair to the attorneys. And especially as a woman in the practice of law, some partnerships are not fair. And I learned that from previous employers. And I knew from the folks at Hellmuth that they would be fair. And that I've found that to be very true. And so it's a good place for my client and my staff and myself to continue to do the type of work that we like to do and get good results for our clients.
Yeah, Brenda, it's kind of like a more is more. You're like, how can I affect more? And I love that. We talked about a lot of the successes you have, but something we really notice have taught us a lot is our failures. Is there a time where you've had a failure and it taught you something? And what did you learn from that?
Well, I'm a trial attorney, and you're not really a trial attorney unless you failed in trial and learned from it. So I've had a lot of great trial successes, but it's the ones that, you know, you're like, wow, that could have gone differently. You learn from that and you build on it. And, you know, jury selection is an art, and you learn that people sometimes don't tell you the whole truth, and that can impact your verdict down the road. And so just learning more about the system and then turning that into a success the next time you're there, to the extent you can control the outcome, right? I can't control who's going to be in a jury pool. What I can control is how well my case is prepared and the type of juror I'm looking for, and try to get the best jury for my clients.
Well, I think that that can blend into anything, right? Like proper preparation, the idea of that, it prevents poor performance. And you're like, I learned on the job how to make sure that no matter what the outside sources are, I can do my best by preparing for it.
Yes, you have to know your case inside and out. And if you're the master of your facts and you've put in your prep work, you've done your job, mm-hmm. right? You've done the best you can. And trial work takes a lot of time and a lot of preparation. There's just no way around it.
Yeah, I like to look at trial attorneys as masochists.
there we go.
Because you guys put a lot mm-hmm. of time and effort and rely on a lot. You have to have a lot of faith in other people's hands. I've got a good friend who's a trial attorney, and to watch the high highs, low lows. Oh my gosh, Brenda, you've got nerves of steel.
Well, I've been doing it now. Well, I hate to say this out loud, but this is my 35th year
wow.
of being a lawyer.
Wow.
So I've learned a lot, and it's hard to stick with it for that long, but I'm glad I did, because I do enjoy helping people and helping my clients.
And Brenda, it is cool to know that when somebody starts out with you, that you have the ability to bring it to trial if you need to. And, you know, not all cases do go to trial, but to know that you do have that ability to go full trial mode if need be.
I think that's why my clients get good results, because they know I can back it up if I need to. I can take it to trial. And having Helmuth and Johnson behind me now takes that to an even better level, because I've got what I say to people is more bench. I have more people mm-hmm. and I can make this go. I mean, if they want to mess around, okay.
Oh,
I'm not afraid of that.
Right.
Most cases in the civil litigation world should settle, and most do. But those that don't, we can take it to the finish line if we have to.
I love it. Brenda, before we go, we've got about a minute left. If you are just joining us, Brenda Swaro, she's an attorney at Helmuth & Johnson. If there's someone listening that's like, you know what? I want to get to that level in my career, or specifically maybe I am going to law school. Is there one piece of advice you would be able to give women who are listening?
I guess my overall piece of advice is to remember that your reputation is everything. I get a lot of referrals because people know I'm honest, but I can back it up. I know what I'm doing. I'm not going to lie to them. I'm not going to lie to my clients. I'm not going to lie to opposing counsel. I'm going to give them zealous representation, but within the bounds of the law. And I've seen people who have forgotten that and have not valued their reputation, and they'll just do things that come back to haunt them later, because nobody's going to believe them on the next case. Mm. And it's just very important for your clients and for yourself professionally as you develop to make sure that you're doing everything honestly, ethically, and but also as a zealous advocate for your client. And finding that balance sometimes is hard for people, but they need to keep that in the back of their mind.
I definitely, Brenda, you've got FAFO energy, and you might have to look that up, listeners, because that's what Brenda is giving us right now, and we love it. Thank you so much, Brenda.
Well, I appreciate the conversation. Thank you for the reach out.
Yes, of course. If you want to learn more, head to hjlawfirm.com. And thank you to Brenda for taking a minute to talk to us during our She Speaks series of conversations for Women's History.